everything you want from me. Say I'm the only one. We were driving in your car. You put seductive memories. Yes, yes, we are live back on the Be About It show. And I just have to say, if you haven't seen that video clip, get on YouTube right now. Love Stories Never End, Corazon. We are live straight out of Auckland with Beauty Power and Unstoppable Talent. Yvetta and Simone are bringing international energy to the mic. And I just have to say, these ladies are just real, real energy. And they're here to really bring the fire. The award-winning female vocal duo blends the cultures of Bulgaria and New Zealand into one electrifying sound filled with passion, soul, fierceness, but also bringing stage presence and elegance and queen vibes to the stage, from performing across New Zealand, Australia, and Europe to turning heads with their powerful vocals and magnetic performances. These queens know how to command the stage. Yvetta began performing from childhood, touring Europe and collecting prestigious awards, including the Eurostick competition and the Grand Prix of the Art Rock Center. Simone has been entertaining audiences since age of 7 and appeared on iconic New Zealand television shows, including Chickaboom and Opportunity Knocks. Said that right. Their original music continues making waves, especially their Latin-inspired hit, Corazon, described as commercial dynamite with vibes compared to legends like Shakira, Rihanna, and Lady Gaga. Now stepping into a powerful new era with Miss New Zealand 2026, which is kicking off next week on Saturday. I'm excited as well. Woo-hoo. My goosebumps are pumping.
Can't wait.
Appearances and fresh momentum behind their music, Yvetta and Simone are proving that passion, culture, and sisterhood create magic. Thank you so much, ladies. Welcome to the show. How are we feeling?
Good.
Oh, very good. Where is the champagne?
Yeah.
Let's celebrate the queens out there.
I love it. And ladies, I just, you know, when you come across like, you know, queens that know themselves and they love themselves, like this is the energy that I love.
Exactly.
And it's just, you know, no like, I'm tippy-toeing. It's like, I know who I am and I love that. And I think it's just, for me, I love that. You're like confidence, confidence. Yes. And ladies, before we get into it, please introduce yourself to Aotearoa and also to the world that's tuning in.
Hi, everyone. I'm Yvetta. And together
Hi, everybody. I'm Simone.
And together with Simone, we are Yvetta and Simone.
Woo!
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. And please, a little bit about how you got into the music scene from childhood till now.
We haven't stopped.
We're still going.
Our music has been part of our lives.
Yes, all our lives. Both of us, even when we didn't know each other.
Without any breaks. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, we auditioned for something way back then, didn't we?
Yeah,
this is how
we
met.
It was 2010, 11.
Yeah, for
like
a girl band for the 1920s. And we became friends. Actually, I didn't really like her in the beginning.
Straight up.
What?
Yes. The honesty in here.
The honesty was real. But, you know, and as time went on, I got to know her a lot more. And our bond has been, we're just like sisters, pretty much.
Yeah, so we've been performing for years together.
Yeah.
Probably, how many years? 15?
Yeah, 15. 15. We know each other, where they're going to go.
Across New Zealand.
Yeah.
And beyond, thanks to the streaming platforms and social media and stuff like that. And we love live music, we love originals and creating memories.
Memories, for sure.
I love that. I love that. And my first question is, what was the inspiration behind doing the music? Sometimes we see posters, you've seen an artist on stage, mom and dad, or there's got to be like a particular concert or something that inspired that like vibe to get into music. What was it like for both of you to, what was inspiration behind it all?
You don't have to be inspired in order to perform or create music. This is just part of us, which is yeah, this is part of us, so we can't live without it.
Mm.
This is like breathing, eating. You know, what's inspiration for eating, for example, or drinking, or yeah, this is what I mean. So it's been part of us.
Mm. It's definitely instilled both of us since babies, really.
Yeah, babies.
You know, yeah. And we're still going. So yeah. It's a passion.
Yeah,
you know, it's an absolute.
So you
strong
don't
passion.
Sometimes. You don't need inspiration in order to sing, to perform, to create music.
Mm.
But you do it anyway because music is stronger than you and your decisions and your choices.
This is true. Very true.
Love that, ladies. And, you know, with your experience traveling around the world, been working together for so long, how was that like, you know, just connecting and getting your own vibe and coming into the scene of music?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you know, the inspiration comes from the passion that we both got installed in us. And
I love it.
Yeah, installed. Yeah, it is stored. It, yeah, it's something that you can't get out and, you know, just pull it out when you don't feel like it. It's always there. You hear things around the place. You get inspired. You hear beats. I love beats. Beats are everything to me, you know, before words, you know what I mean? So I can feel that soul, you know.
Yeah.
And then Iveta is the same as well. So we get that desire, don't we?
And we want to give this energy.
Yes.
We want to give this atmosphere to people, the whole experience, to be part of it.
Yes.
It's so important.
Want them to feel it.
Exactly.
You know, what
to
we feel.
Whatever we're feeling.
Yeah. Not just singing. In that moment.
Yeah.
Love, 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 ladies. And, you know, when it comes to, with music as well, and the experiences that you've had, how was it like really connecting with different types of artists, different types of ethnicities, being, you know, away from Aotearoa here, but also connecting, like, wow, you've connected with someone from the other side of the world, and you're connecting with people that are from the other side of the world, and you both, like, have such a special way of connecting music with different nationalities, and how's that been for you both?
Music is language. Music has its own language, so we don't need to communicate in French or German. We don't need to know all these languages. Music is just language itself.
Beautiful. And for yourself, has it always been such a healing experience to sing and connect with other people from around the world?
I think you want to feel, when you sing too, you want to feel what you're trying to portray or get out of yourself, so they can feel exactly where they are.
You're right.
That time, eh?
But we know that we can't please everybody.
Yes.
And
not
going to
please everybody.
So we are very careful and selective in terms of who our listeners are.
Yes.
And who
would get a lot out of it, or, you know.
Yeah. Because, you know, with all this hate in social media, we just need to be selective and to choose who we are listening to.
It doesn't matter if you're not loved or if you've got hate, you know. It doesn't matter. That's okay. You just, you know, go with the ones that actually are following you and love you. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. I love that. Ladies, I love that, ladies. And it brings me to my next question with Miss New Zealand.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
2026, you ladies are headlining this event in terms of performing and bringing all of that beautiful mana, beautiful spirit, woman empowerment.
Yeah.
What is this pageant like all about when it comes to you both taking the stage and letting women, or even, you know, ladies, young girls know to take, you know, be yourselves, go into something that you're passionate about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bring it on. Yeah, bring it on. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, Miss New Zealand 2026, from our perspective, is more than just appearance, you know?
Mm.
It's about inspiration. It's about confidence, real stories.
Confidence, for sure.
Confidence, real stories. And this is a platform for women as well that creates opportunities
to know who you are. This is the biggest thing, you know.
Yes.
The confidence and to know who you
and
are.
And to remind people that everyone's journey is different.
Yes, everyone's journey is, yeah.
That's so true, because I feel like
with pageantry in the way that we see it as a lot of it is focused on like the material of the glamour, which we love as ladies. Hey, we love the shebang, the hair, the makeup. But I think it's super
important. That's the icing on the cake. We need the cake.
Yeah.
So this is the mix. This is what it is nowadays. To me, this is the mix of glamour, personal stories,
and
personality, real stories, and the platform.
Right.
The platform. And for women to feel seen, this is what gives you power to,
to really own it.
Exactly.
To really own it, because you both are doing it. You've done it. You've done it. And now you're coming back to really empower other women to find their voice.
Exactly.
And, you know, with pageantry in Aotearoa as well, you know, towards women empowerment, how was it like for you both, you know, empowering each other as women, but also for the pageant itself, because it's all about women empowerment.
Yes.
Speaking from two, you know, boss queens that have done it and just like gone out into the world. So we're not just speaking here in Aotearoa. You ladies have work outside of internationally. Mm-hmm. What is about women empowerment for our young ladies to really, you know, how do you empower each other? Because that's another thing. Sometimes when I ask the questions to girls, what's women empowerment? They're like, oh, empower each other. But it's like, what exactly is it? Like, how do you empower each other? What is women empowerment?
I think also you have your self-confidence in some things.
Mm.
But when, you know, most of the time we're pretty confident. But when we aren't confident, this is when it's having a great person or a great friend that helps you lift you back up and see the real vision. This is the most important thing to me, you know, to help each other. This is the empowerment to have self-acceptance and to love yourself, because, hey, who else is gonna love you?
Exactly.
I love that.
If you don't love yourself,
because sometimes we generalize women empowerment, but what exactly is it, and how do we see it? And I think, like, I ask that question because you ladies have been working nationally and internationally, and for yourself as well. How has it been to see what women empowerment is on as musicians as well?
Yeah, so to me it's very important for all the women out there to have that space that, for example, the event like Miss New Zealand 2026 creates that space for women to connect. It's so important, and to get influence from each other.
Mm.
This is what I mean. So that's why I said it's more than just an appearance, you know, more than the look. It's the space, it's the network, it's creating opportunities, building confidence, and just influencing each other, which is very, very important and inspiring. And yeah.
I love that. And, you know, I wanted to ask on that note as well, in terms of women empowerment. You ladies have built your brand up together, you know, and when we speak about women empowerment, it's about how did you get to that level of being a professional and starting with a platform like Miss New Zealand. I just wanted to hear from your advice, ladies. How do you connect and really level up in order for you to be a brand? Because these young girls that are going into this pageant, they're actually building themselves up into their own brand, their own business, and empowering. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes we say, what's woman empowerment? Oh, it's loving yourself. It's, you know, I empower you. But actually, you ladies have done it. And what's your intake? What's your take on that to, you know?
What do you think, Simone? What do you think? How we keep pushing?
We do. We keep, you know, we keep persevering. Sometimes you want to feel like you want to give up, but, you know, this is not the time to do it. So once you've given up, that's it. So this way we keep empowering ourselves to push ourselves and to get to that goal that we want to get to, you know.
Yes.
Love it, love it. And I'm going to, before I get into the mix of where everything is for next week, Saturday, ladies, what is it about, you know, really identifying yourself as a unique person and really knowing that there's no one like you. And that's the aura that I get from you both, because I love learning from the guests when they come into the studio. And I love that you ladies are not like changing up for anyone. Like, this is who you are, this is what you do.
Yes.
And there's no filter to it.
No.
And how important is it for women to identify their uniqueness?
To me, it's extremely, extremely important, because all these girls who attend Miss New Zealand, I'm talking about the women that will participate in the competition. This is very, very early stage for them. Mm. They're all young girls. They still don't know the direction that they want to go, really. Probably they have some dreams at the moment, but later on in 5-10 years, they'll be totally different, because you don't know. Sometimes life takes you into unexpected directions, but you have to stay authentic. You have to stay real
and true
to yourself. This is very important. And sometimes true to yourself changes.
Mm.
Because now, in this moment, I'm like this. But in 5 years, I could have different perspectives, different values. And I'm not talking about myself in particular. I'm talking about these young girls who will be participating in the competition.
I love that. Ladies, I'm learning. I feel like interviews are supposed to, you know, teach one another. That's how I get empowered. Like, you know, it's a learning thing. And I just wanted to say, ladies, in regards to Miss New Zealand coming forward, what are we excited to see from you both? Because I think, like, for Aotearoa, anyone that's tuning in right now into this interview, like, if you jump on YouTube, they've got a whole playlist of music. It's Iveta and Simone. You literally just jump on, you can just jump on, that's what I did on YouTube, and click subscribe, and you can check out all their new music. And I will be playing that at the end of this interview. But ladies, what are we excited for, to see, for our community to come through and see you both shine on the stage at Miss New Zealand?
Of course, we'll be performing at the coronation night. It will be happening again. Let's repeat it on Saturday, the 6th of June. We'll be performing. There will be a red carpet, the main program, and us, of course, we'll be performing live there. So,
great connection.
So it's going to be a beautiful night.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
It's going to be beautiful. Yeah. Ladies, can we hear a little bit of you both singing on air, if that's okay? Can just kind of do like a, give us a little taste for the community, just to see how you will shine on the stage, just for those that are tuning in right now. Can be any song. And by the way, everyone, this is not planned. Like, I literally, I literally just asked this question.
The chorus, dancing thing, it's late in the evening. No, only the chorus. Let's sing only the chorus. Okay. Oh, you want...
Yeah. Keep it simple and then...
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's late in the evening. She's wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup and brushes her long blonde hair. And then she asks me, do I look all right? And I say, yes, you look wonderful tonight.
Yeah.
Man, ladies, this was like, there's no filter when you're live. There's just no filter.
No, we can't pretend.
No.
We're not Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I like them.
I love that.
Yeah, we can't pretend. There's no doubt.
I love that. There's no filter. And ladies, this is what I just felt that. I was like, these queens are just, there's no filter. You know, we've got Instagram filters. You can Photoshop things, but you can't Photoshop talent. And that's what it's about. That's, you know, that's what I think the authenticity is about, what Miss New Zealand is bringing, is what you ladies are going to bring to the table, to the community, and show them, sing it, be it, do it. And we've still got more time. So I wanted just to talk about, because I'm so fascinated about you know, the experiences that you both have had overseas and how that was like, you know, working, producing, connecting. How was your travels like? Because for me, I love knowing what an artist has gone through to get to where they are, because it's not easy trying to kind of find your place in the world, but also get there and connect with so many people. So, ladies, this is literally just like you sharing about what it's been like for you as an artist, manage, like just really connecting with the world and trying to find who you are and what you're about. And I think it's good because for those that are tuning in, even after this interview has been done, they can listen and just hear about your journey, because it's not all pretty, you know, even though you both are stunning. But how was it like
you
for
too.
You?
Yeah. You're pretty good yourself. Yeah.
How was it like for you, like, in your journey, like, as musicians?
Very interesting. Mm. Nowadays, it's very easy to work with different people from all over the world. For example, the producer, our Corazon's producer, the song that we just played, he's from Austria.
Herman.
Wow. Yeah, Austria. So it's very easy to connect with different musicians nowadays due to the new technologies.
Yeah, that's right.
So you can work with everyone that you want, and again, the language is music. So you have to be on the same page, to want the same things, to have similar goals. Mm. Not exactly the same, because even sometimes me and Simone argue, we have different
this is what being sisterhood. You know what I'm saying?
Sisterhood.
Yeah. I love it. It's, you know what, it makes it unique, because it's not boring.
No, trust me. We have enough drama in our life.
Yeah, so. That's right. A lot of drama, but yeah. And then you got a Bulgarian mixed with a Mary, so I mean, you're going to have trouble, you know? So, yeah.
I love that. And ladies, you know, I wanted to ask as well, like, with being in the industry, mm-hmm. is it like, because music now has changed, from it was from centuries ago till now with the social media. What's your take on it? Is it way better to kind of go into the store, buy a record, connect with the music? Or what's your take on, you can just click on Spotify and the track is on, it's easier to listen to. What's your take on, like, the music accessibility today? Was it more kind of genuine when you're kind of going into a record store and being with, like, actually picking up a record or a CD, a tape and stuff, to how it is now being it on Spotify or just connect, like, literally downloading a track?
Yeah, it's really changed now, hasn't it?
Yes.
But it's opened up a whole new plantation of whatever you want to do, you can do it. You don't necessarily have to have anybody behind you, unless you know how to use YouTube and stuff like that. So everything's changed now, probably for the better.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you know, for sure.
Anything is possible. If you have enough talent, if you have beautiful songs that people can relate to and connect to, then you can have a decent career.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
I love it. And with all this music that's on your platforms, and like, I think it's super cool because each song is a story.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And what is this track about? Love stories never end.
So the title of the song actually is Corazon. We put this for more.
Which means what, Eviti?
Means heart. It's in Spanish, right?
Yeah,
Corazon. Yeah. When we received this track, it was 2 years ago, I remember, when we received this track from our producer in Austria, Herman, we were like, wow, it's very different, something very different. And then we started, oh, listen to that Latin beat here. It could be a very, very danceable summer hit. So we started, okay, do you know any words in Spanish? Yeah, I do, Corazon. Okay, let's start repeating Corazon. And so it matched, and yeah, this is pretty much how I created the song.
And also with all your other music, what is this, the tracks about?
Ooh. We've been creating this for We have two songs that we wrote during the pandemic when we were in lockdown. some of
LV
them.
And
Black Rainbow.
And Black Rainbow.
Oh, when one of family Rainbow, members yeah. passed away.
Yeah, there was, yeah, 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 the Black Rainbow. It was very deep.
Very deep.
Very deep, very sad, because everybody's, we just found out friends were dying from overseas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, although the rainbow meant, you know.
That was written due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
COVID.
In that time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So what's and the that's stories? How we felt. Yeah.
2020.
Yeah.
2020, yeah. Yeah.
Just all stories that you know, we what we're going through.
So you don't have to wait for a special inspiration. This is what we're trying
no,
to say.
No, you don't. We don't.
Sometimes do the songs just come to you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And just connect it
yeah,
as well. Because
yeah.
I'm literally going to go through your music as well. I've kind of just tapped into the scene, and I don't like to lie about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is beautiful, learning and connecting with musicians and how we can actually share that music with the rest of Aotearoa.
Yeah.
And you have been in the scene for so many years. So I think this is really exciting for those that are tuning in. And we've got Sam in the house as well from production.
Sam.
And I think it's beautiful that he's in here to see how we can share a lot of your music to the rest of Aotearoa. And, here on Planet FM, because that's what it's about. It's about supporting local, getting the music out there, and connecting with the stories from your playlist as well. So, ladies, before we wrap up today, what's coming up for the Queens of Iveta and Simone for 2026?
Of course, more music. Hopefully, a tour that we are planning for October, November.
Nice.
Yes, but it's at early stage, so we don't want to share
Too much.
Yeah,
yeah. A little bit.
So let's leave it for next time when we get connected with you.
Yes,
Tina.
Yes.
What else?
Love you all.
Yeah.
I love that. For those that are tuning in right now, I have got the track right here, Carousel. Love Stories Never End. Please get your tickets to Miss New Zealand 2026. It's happening next week on Saturday. I have got the details for you on our Facebook page, on our Instagram page as well. Thank you so much, Iveta and Simone, for taking the time to come out, show your love,
pleasure.
But also, I can't wait to just jam to your music and share it out. Sam's here. Let's get it going. Let's get it on the playlist and play the music. This right here, right on the Be About It show. Ka kite.
Bye.